Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and each week I find someone of interest to talk about it with. And this week we are in sunny LA. There is literally not a cloud in the sky. We are in the Sofitel Hotel pool lounging bar area. We're next to the Beverly Center, where older listeners would know that's where Brandon and Brenda used to go shopping when they were attending Beverly Hills High. So for me, this is very exciting. And we're at the LA Podcast Festival. And my guest for this episode is, in my head, I do another podcast called I Love Green Guide Letters, which is very Melbourne centric, very Australian centric, but you can follow along. The TV shows we talk about on it, I have not seen either, so it's fine. But maybe the first person I ever knew that listened to that podcast from overseas, from New York, is my guest, Emily Lynn.
Hi, Steel.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So it's so cool that after years of tweets and
Facebook and just hearing your voice.
Yeah, that we got to meet.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You're so much taller than I expected.
I'm very tall.
How have you found the podcast festival?
Oh, I've had so much fun. It's my first year getting out here. It's something I've wanted to do since the first year, and I just never did it. I was always a little like, it's expensive, it's far away. I mean, not that it's as far away as you are, but
yeah, suck it up, princess.
This year it just came together and I decided I was going to do it.
And I guess, you know, living in New York, I hear there's a couple of things to do there as well.
I mean, there's one or two, but we don't have this sort of, there's a New York podcast festival, but it's not like a, you buy one pass and you see all the shows. It's sort of separate shows that you buy tickets for over a couple of days.
So a bit more of a traditional like comedy festival where, yeah, you just buy.
Yeah, yeah. It's not this sort of like everybody's together throughout the whole weekend thing.
Okay, so I'm just fascinated with, how did you get onto my other podcast? I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to go with the Will Anderson connection.
It was partially Will Anderson. It was more Justin Hamilton.
Oh, okay, cool.
It was through, okay, I was really into Walking the Room. And they had both Will and Justin on as guests. So I was following both of them on Twitter. And I think it was like maybe the second live episode of Green Guide Letters that you ever did when Will and Justin were both on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I don't know what this podcast is, but I'll listen to it. And I read the description and I'm like, I don't know.
Sounds like the hosts of this show has made some bad life decisions.
But I immediately loved it. I mean, that's a really funny letter. I mean, that episode is really funny. I think it's the one where Will goes off on that reviewer, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's in the room. Yeah.
But I just sort of immediately thought, oh no, I'm going to listen to more of this.
Yeah.
And you make it much more accessible. Like, there are people I didn't know. There's mentions I don't know that I'd look up. Now, because I've listened to yours and Dum Dum Club and Tofop and many, many other Australian podcasts, I recognize these names that are mentioned in the letters. I recognize the shows. I maybe even have seen some of the Australian shows that you haven't. And so I
before I started Steel Wars, were you much of a Star Wars person?
I've always really liked Star Wars. I've never been like a part of the Star Wars fandom. I don't think. I mean, I didn't listen to any other Star Wars podcasts. I still don't really, except a couple episodes here and there. But I thought I like you.
What
I
other
like
ones
Star
do you listen
Wars.
To?
I will sort of pick episodes either that I've heard people on your show, and then I'll check out a few here and there, or when you've guessed it on some that I've listened to.
Yeah. That's what I love about podcasting is the, like, the collaborative, like, someone comes on, and then you find out, then you follow them on their little mission. And
yeah. I mean, that's how I've ended up listening to so many, like, Melbourne-based comedy podcasts, is because
you're trapped in the vortex.
You're all on each other's shows, and so you just sort of, you find people, and you follow them. And then you find more people, and you find more people, and suddenly half of your Twitter feed is Australians. And
so I sort of got the impression that listening to Steel Wars sort of got you a bit more amped for the films and stuff.
It did. I mean, I wanted Force Awakens to be good, but I got... I mean, it's going to be the prequel hater thing again. I was over it. I was over Star Wars. I still love the trilogy. I'd watch them, like, I'd rewatch them, but my love had definitely died down. Mm-hmm. But I really like people being excited about things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love people's passions, even if I'm not as passionate about it as they are. I think it's so much fun to see people who wholeheartedly love things. And that's really catching, and you sort of get caught up in the excitement. And I thought, no, maybe this movie is going to be good. Mm. Maybe I'm not going to be, like, sitting in the theater convincing myself that I liked a movie I didn't like.
Yeah, I'm like the David Koresh of nerds. It's follow me into this disastrous situation. Let's all get our hopes up for a year.
But
it worked out. It worked out. It worked out.
I know Force Awakens isn't a perfect movie. I know it has flaws. For me, seeing it in the theater was a perfect experience.
Oh.
Like, I don't care about the flaws. I don't care. I was sitting there in the theater thinking, I'm finally seeing a Star Wars movie that I love in the theater for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and like seeing Rey and seeing Finn and seeing Poe and these new characters and thinking, oh, I have so much more ahead of me now, and I genuinely believe it's going to be good. And it was just, and also, like, I think they did a good job of playing the nostalgia while still setting up something else to be excited for. Like, I love seeing Han, I love seeing Leia, but Rey is now, I mean, God, I just love her so much.
Yeah, as soon as she said, like, because when I saw that little preview, like, a week before the film came out, Disney had this little event, and they showed us, like, 9 minutes of the film. And I wasn't super Rey-y. Like, I was just like, oh, yeah, she's going to be cool. Yeah. Like, whatever. But, like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, Finn's going to be cool. Rey's going to be cool. Yeah. Whatever. But then when she said, when Finn in Jakku, and this was on the little preview I saw at IMAX, when Finn mentions Luke Skywalker, like, he's looking for the map for Luke Skywalker to Rey about what Poe was doing, and Rey turns around and goes, Luke Skywalker? Like, I thought he was a myth. And she says it with such wonder.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that girl in Star Wars, she's as big as a Luke Skywalker fan as I am.
Well, yeah, because Luke has always been your guy, right?
Yeah, so now, like, I'm like, oh, we're friends. Like, that, she's my friend now because we're both Luke Skywalker fans, which I always find it very fascinating that The Force Awakens is a story about Star Wars fans.
It is. Like, I mean, of course, you know, it's all true. Like, but I think that's good. And, yeah, you know, people can sort of, like, poo-poo that as fan service, but I think Star Wars should be made by people who love Star Wars, and I think you should be able to feel that in the movie.
Yeah, but the it's true, all of it line, it was so weird. It had this double impact of Han Solo saying it's true, all of it, and Harrison Ford's back.
Yeah.
Like, it had this double sort of meaning that was just like, I can't handle the emotion.
Look, Harrison Ford, like that performance made me think, oh, he's really good at least pretending that he cares about Star Wars.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That was what I wanted. I wanted a Harrison Ford who seemed like he was really like being Han again.
Yeah. Well, if Harrison Ford hated the whole experience, give that man an Oscar. Because he got me.
Yeah, no, if he does, fine. Because you cannot tell watching that movie.
Yeah, yeah. You've done a bang-up job, Mr. Ford. You are the nerd De Niro. It's pretty sweet.
He did exactly what he did. He was funny. He was charming. And then he made me sob for like 15 minutes straight.
After he died?
Oh, yeah. And you know, going into the movie, okay, there's like an 80% chance he's going to die. And then as soon as you find out that he's Kylo Ren's dad, you're like, oh, he's definitely going to die. Like, I was sitting there theater going, in about half an hour, I'm going to be more emotionally devastated than I've ever been in a movie.
Yeah, I was like, it was set up for him to do, like, all the, like, the real world facts, do you know what I mean? That he came back and he'd always wanted the character to die and stuff. It led you to go, yeah, he's probably should brace for this death.
Yeah.
But it was like, but they might not.
Yeah, maybe he's not going to die. Maybe it's a misdirect.
Maybe he wants $30 million every 2 years. I do. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.